AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after the Vatican says he suffered a prolonged asthma attack while being treated for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. He needed a blood transfusion. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alec Patel.
In many situations, we can see a drop in blood counts, such as with platelets, which is what our blood uses to form clots, and red blood cells or anemia, which those are the part of our blood that carries oxygen, which is why the Pope needed a transfusion. Now, this can be caused from an infection, from medications, or from underlying medical conditions.
Being told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email, civilian employees of the Defense Department, NASA Space Agency, FBI, National Institutes of Health. Musk requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. California Governor Newsom asking Congress to approve billions in wildfire recovery aid. This is ABC News. A big sell-off on Wall Street Friday amid renewed concern about mortgage rates. ABC's Phil Lipoff.
According to the National Association of Realtors, sales of previously owned homes fell nearly 5%. The average home for sale in the last month spent 41 days on the market. That's the longest period since January of 2020. Inventory so lean, it's putting pressure on many Americans' wallet, with the average price of a home at an all-time high for January.
Ongoing negotiations between the U.S. and Ukraine over its war with Russia. Trump administration demanding access to Ukraine's valuable natural resources as payment for military aid. ABC's Patrick Reeval in Kyiv.
A senior Ukrainian official has told us that Ukraine has proposed to pay the U.S. $100 billion, but that same official telling us that President Zelensky will never sign a deal that, quote, robs the country without providing any security guarantees.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
At 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steamed shirt and a smile for the boss. Always pack a healthy lunch, your hair slicked back, every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? Territory in the C-suite. on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? Say please.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stuck in a rut. they become too blue. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will repeat the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to deceive. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that be more. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. on the count of three. You know I love the way you look up close. Heard you were in town again. Close my eyes and count to ten. You know I love you when you're headed home. You know I love the way you look up close. Hold me to the fire again. Wanna lose my mind.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
For you. Now you can cry your time away, 'cause all your words are too little, too late. They're too late, it's too damn late.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pepper hair. The party stops, all eyes years are on this well-seasoned path. Who are these elder flowers shrouded in mystery? Don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary? They are the Spice Girls.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi name is Ruby. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym, you ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight, the crochet all day. Legend of the bay, and boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish,
what?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master, just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chuck, so you know she's faster in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life as she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls, muy caliente.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back, not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after a prolonged asthma attack. while being treated for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. That from the Vatican, which says the Pope needed an oxygen mask and a blood transfusion. Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Fort Worth, Michael Olson.
With chronic health conditions, it's obviously a very grave situation, and all of our prayers are required for him to have a quick recovery or a blissful death.
Being told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email because of legal and other considerations, civilian employees of the Defense Department, NASA Space Agency, the FBI, and National Institutes of Health. Musk emailed all federal employees requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week, and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. California's governor asking Congress for billions in wildfire recovery aid. This is ABC News.